Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, we're starting out the first hour kind of in an interesting way, in a way that I normally don't start the show, because we normally deal with political issues in the first hour of this program. But I'm going to digress a little bit, chatting with Lawrence Ralston. Lawrence has a fund that he started. This fund is not available to investors in Canada or the United States. But philosophically, why Lawrence started the fund and what Lawrence Ralston is all about with his fund and with his newsletter Resource Opportunities and Green Tech Opportunities, I think provides a really, really good introduction to the theme of this show. While I say it, because I am a believer in the resource sector for two reasons. Number one, I think politically, the part of the world that I live in certainly, I think, has some challenges. And economically, the part of the world that I live in, along with the European continent, you know, British Isles, etc., I also think has challenges. That's why I do this show. I want people to look at alternative investments. My alternative investment universe basically centers around hard assets, gold and silver, and also resource-based companies. Not investment advice by any stretch of the imagination, but I just think it's something that people ought to consider. Hey, Lawrence, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Great to be here, Al.
Hey, I want to say also that the video interview that we did with you, you had 25,000 of your friends and family watch that thing so far. So that's a pretty big number. But I also want to stress to listeners, go to YouTube. I did an interview with Lawrence there. That way you could put a face with a name. It's a very, very interesting interview. Okay, my friend, tell me about the fund.
Well, as you said, the fund is focused on resources. A large part of it will be companies that are involved in gold, silver, or other precious metals. But we're also looking to go broader than that. The whole metal spectrum, you know, the area that I've been involved in the last 30 years, and have some expertise. Now, you know, you brought up some interesting points about, you know, politics and the economic outlook and all the rest of it. And just to digress for a moment, you know, looking within North America, we're seeing a lot of hand-wringing and whining and commentary about, you know, what's coming next and blaming one another and, you know, talk of the imminent collapse of the economy and the currency and all the rest of it. And it's the same kind of story in Europe. But when you go the other side of the Pacific, it's an entirely different story. The focus over there is, where will we find enough resources to keep this economic growth going at the pace it's going? You know, China just released figures yesterday that growth in the first half of the year was 11.1%. We hear about, you know, the Chinese government trying to restrain growth. Well, they're trying to keep it down in the 10% a year level. That's a level that the rest of the world can only dream of. But in growing at that pace, especially when the growth is largely infrastructure development based, then the need for resources is unbelievable. Investors over there really get it. I was in Asia a couple times so far this year. I was also in five different cities in Europe this year. And it's shocking to see the contrast between the outlook and the mentality and the investment philosophy in Europe and North America versus Asia. So we are now changing the marketing focus of the fund. We're going to be selling it largely in Asia. They understand it over there. They really understand the need for resources. And the fund, you know, as much as it provides an exposure to metals, whether precious metals or base metals, there's another element, and a very, very important element, and I think we're one of the very few, quote, resource funds around that offers this other element, which is, in the 11 years that I've been doing the newsletter, the biggest successes that I've achieved have come in identifying companies that have a metal deposit in hand, and they add value to that deposit by expanding it, upgrading it, moving it toward production. Many of them have been taken over by larger companies. The growth potential for a metal deposit post-discovery can be 10, 20, 30 times. One of our companies went up 50 times in value in the newsletter. Not on a discovery, but on a known deposit in which management were adding value. So that's where the fund is going to focus. We're going to own companies that have metal deposits that have been outlined at least at a preliminary stage, and then we're going to realize the value added as those metal deposits evolve toward production, and at the same time gain exposure to the resources, which I think are going to provide at the very least a hard asset type store of value. And I think more importantly, I think we're going to see gains in the value of commodities over time. Right now, metal prices have gained strongly, even though the Western world is still barely out of recession. And as the rest of the world ultimately gets back onto a growth path, then the value of these metals is likely to go much higher. So we've got that store of value thing in the hard assets, in the metals, and that store of value being priced in global terms. And then we've got the growth potential of development stage companies. So in a long nutshell, that's what our fund is all about.
So basically the fund is it available for offshore investment from folks who live in the proper jurisdictions, or is it still basically in the planning stage, Lawrence?
Well, no, we're up and running. We've got money in the bank now. We're domiciled in the Cayman Islands.
Mm-hmm.
80% of the hedge funds in the world are domiciled in the Cayman Islands.
Mm.
It's the place in the world to do an offshore fund. And the reason we're doing it offshore is if we were to have it based in Canada, then it would be subject to Canadian income tax. By doing it in Cayman, there's no income tax payable within the fund itself. And with regard to the United States, you know, the whole for a small organization like us to try to comply with the myriad of securities regulations is just way beyond our what we need to do.
Yeah, no, I know all about that. Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for a long time, and as you know, I made my living helping companies with SEC reporting for, gosh, close to 30 years, and I have to tell you that it is a complicated situation. There's absolutely no question whatsoever about that. So getting back to the original premise, though, you basically are investing in resource companies because of the increase in demand, simplistically speaking, that you see coming out of the other parts of the world, specifically the Far East, correct?
Not exactly correct, Al.
Okay.
In part, I mean, if we look at the mining industry in a big picture kind of sense, a typical mine life is about 20 years. So even if production is flat, half of the entire mining industry must be replaced every decade,
mm-hmm,
just to keep production flat. There's a constant ongoing need for new deposits to be developed into mines to replace older mines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an ongoing kind of basic fundamental. On top of that, average growth over the last couple of decades across the spectrum of metals has been about 2% a year increase in demand.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, of course, that long-term average has been accelerated because of the astounding level of growth that's happening in China and India, also Indonesia and parts of the Middle East and parts of Latin America like Brazil. So long-term increase in demand for metals is higher now than it has been in the past. So I'm looking at it from the perspective of there is a pressing need for metal deposits to be developed into new mines. And most of the discoveries in the world take place by the junior companies, the exploration companies.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's these little companies that own the deposits, that are making the discoveries and own the deposits that were found in some cases decades ago. And they're rethinking these things, they're dressing them up, infrastructure is changing and being enhanced, and deposits that in the 70s were cast off by the majors are now at the front of the line.
So
in
they
terms
basically,
of what will be developed.
Yeah,
in
so
the next
basically, yeah, so basically represent really, really interesting opportunities. Lawrence, we're out of time. Going to get you back on the show in the near future. We're providing a link to Lawrence's website from our website. Check it out. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. You have to admit, this guy, Lawrence Ralston, Lawrence Ralston's a good friend of mine. He's a very, very astute guy. You know, the fund that we talked about in the last segment, we didn't want to necessarily talk about the fund, but I wanted Lawrence to explain to you why he is doing this, and I think he did that very succinctly. That basically, philosophically, he's coming from exactly the same spot that I am. Okay, back with Roger Wiegand. Roger has a great newsletter out there called Trader Tracks. We're going to talk about the sweeping financial overhaul. Came out last Thursday in the Wall Street Journal. Here's a quote. The Senate approved a wide-ranging overhaul of the national financial regulations Thursday, and handing President Barack Obama his second major domestic policy victory of the year. The legislation passed 60-39, largely among party lines. Republican Senator Scott Brown of Massachusetts, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins, both of Maine, joined the Democrats in supporting the bill. The only Democrat to vote against it was Russ Feingold. By the way, the president is expected to sign this into law next week. I have some misgivings about the bill, and I know Roger does also. Roger, good thing, bad thing? What do you think?
Well, it's worse than bad, because what it does, it lays out a blueprint for the banks and the corporations to continue to do what they were doing before and do it more legally than before. It does nothing to control the problem. All of the controls where the SEC and some of the other people were previously able to do some things, I think they're more handcuffed than they were before. And I believe that this bill was designed specifically so that the banks can continue to unload the derivatives, which are basically toxic paper, which we know. And the bill does nothing. I mean, I think it's worse than no bill at all.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, here's an interesting question. Again, according to the Journal, this marks a sea of change for the financial services industry. Quote, mammoth financial firms such as J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and Bank of America Corp. face major changes to almost every part of their businesses, from debit cards to derivatives trading and the ability to invest in hedge funds. Not only will they face new leverage and capital requirements, but also regulators with broad new authority to curb or outlaw risky behavior. Boy, on the surface, that sounds pretty good.
Well, yeah, that was the intention of the bill, and that's what it's supposed to be all about, but it doesn't really do that. If you look at the bill more carefully, you'll find that many components of the bill kick the can down the road, giving them many years to straighten out their problems, which, in fact, is going to give them one more big shot at selling and managing and tossing these derivatives out into the markets, which is where all these problems came from in the first place. So I think the bill really does nothing. It leaves a wide open door as far as the controllers, the authorities, to pretty much do what they want to do when they want to do it, which means they're too busy looking the other way. That's what I think.
Okay, now let me ask you this. Why? Give me some concrete examples, if you would, of how this is not really policing, for lack of better terms, the financial industry and keeping them from doing some of the, you know, bad things, for lack of better terms, that it's asserted they did in the past.
Well, I think that the biggest problem is the timeline, the latitude for timeline. You've got to understand that there's a lot of stuff that's backed up, that's bad paper, and they've got to unload it. They can't dump it all at once, because if they'll do, they'll ruin the system. Consequently, these people have been given an extraordinary amount of time. I read it, but I can't remember the exact dates, to gradually offload this stuff, and I think it's something like 5 years, if not longer. I think the whole thing is some people call it a scam. I'll be a little kinder and say that they've misallocated the idea of what they're trying to do here. It's not going to work. And along with that, let me make another point. This is really important. The people in Europe, in the European Central Bank, specifically the French and the Germans and some of the others, they're facing a major financial disaster, and they're all turning to Germany for leadership because they've got the power and the money. Listen to this one. This is a quote from Trader Tracks this week. Fearing a lasting burden on taxpayers, The German government is preparing a set of insolvency rules for countries in the Eurozone. Think about it. They're getting ready for sovereign nations and debts to go down the drain.
Okay.
It would require private investors to bear some of the burden and force the affected countries to give up some sovereignty. The plan is guaranteed to meet with resistance, no kidding.
Okay. Now, just wrapping up on this particular bill, though, number one, Republicans are saying that the heavy new regulations is going to force jobs overseas. They're saying it's going to hurt small businesses while not dealing with the fundamental problems of the economy. What else? This led quoting, hard to read this guy's name, Saxby Chambliss. There's an interesting name, Saxby Chambliss.
Yes, I've heard that name.
Senate Agriculture Committee's ranking Republican. He says, quote, this legislation will enable regulators to impose restrictions on businesses that had absolutely nothing to do with the financial crisis. Agree with that?
I totally agree with him. He's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the old bill that we had back in the 30s controlling banks? It slips me. What was the name of it? Do you remember?
Sure, when you're talking about Glass-Steagall.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
When they threw that out, that's when all this stuff came about, because that bill was a good bill for keeping the financial industry under control. And when that was tossed away, it was just wide open Western gunslingers in the banking business.
Yeah, well, I simply do not understand why that bill was ever taken.
Keep in mind too, Al, that provided the platform for Enron disorderly trading in the oil markets. It gave them loosey-goosey rules to go out there and do what they wanted to do, and you know what happened to Enron. And here's the interesting point. In the aftermath of Enron, after all the damage that came out of that thing, those rules were not changed back to where they were more restrictive, but rather they were left wide open.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of where all the derivative stuff started.
And you're talking about when Glass-Steagall was repealed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, when it was repealed.
Right.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. It's we're undergoing some really, really interesting things in our economy right now, you know, in order to provide the total picture on what's happening. You know, that's why I have folks like Roger Wiegand and Dan Pacini on the program. I want to say Dan Pacini is a very interesting guy. He is going to come by in the next segment, get his views on it. It will be interesting to see if he agrees with Roger. If I were to guess, I would say that he probably does. As far as Al Corlin is concerned, you know, the jury is kind of out. This only came out today, and from what I've read, I am still somewhat noncommittal. But I will be taking a stance on this shortly. Roger, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, folks. It's time to play. Good food makes everything you do fun. On eFoodsDirect.com, you're going to find a summer outdoor special that gets you the most delicious, easy-to-fix, most portable, best food on the planet for your exciting fun in the sun. With each order of a 3-month responder pack, you'll get a free grab-and-go accessory kit with the backpacker's water purifier, stove, and carry bag. You'll also get a free camper's bakery pack with pancakes, biscuits, and cornbread muffins. All this delicious food can be easily prepared stovetop at home or in a pan over a campfire. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/summer or call 800-409-5633 for information and ordering. Summer fun with food just doesn't get any better than this, folks. You need it. They've got it. Just get it. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/summer or 800-409-5633.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
My buddy Roger Wiegand sure isn't crazy about this bill that was passed. That hasn't been passed yet, though I guess, or hasn't been signed into law. It's been passed. But my buddy Roger Wiegand really isn't very crazy about it. I want to get another opinion here from Dan Pacenti. Dan is a CPA. He's a investment advisor, lives in the San Francisco area, a very, very astute individual. He probably knows the bill as anybody right now would, considering it's only been out here for a couple of days. But, Dan, what do you think? Is it a good deal?
Well, I'm as concerned as a lot of other people why it takes a couple of thousand pages to accomplish something that should be a lot more simple. There were some simple issues that that caused this problem. Of course, the problem was caused by a variety of players. It was our federal government. It was the financial institutions, and it were the millions of people that participated in the markets. But Congress had the opportunity to set the tone by fixing their contribution to the last mess. They should get out of the home lending business and the subsidizing business with Fannie Mae and Freddie. They should get out of the subsidizing programs that they have to try and fix these loans. Let the market do what it's supposed to do, so we can find a bottom. And people can see some risks in what they do. They should stop allowing interest to be currently deductible. They should just add it to basis like anything else. Why we should be paying for other people's properties is beyond us, beyond me. They should also recognize that some people shouldn't own property. They should be renters. They're not capable of owning for a variety of reasons. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a knock on them. It's just they're not proper owners. They don't have the financial wherewithal, or maybe they just there's some issues with them that they shouldn't be in that position.
Well, if I can just interrupt you for a second, though, I mean, isn't that what this bill is doing? Is it saying, you know, you got to tighten up lending requirements, et cetera, et cetera? Isn't that what it's doing?
No, I don't think so. I think they're taking a shot at some of the big institutions. They're taking their opportunity to take a bite out of some of their favored whipping boys. They do some of that, but with respect to that argument, I got a problem with that. They want to come in and decide what types of financial products and services that the financial community is going to be able to offer. I have a big problem with that. They have no business being in that area. Sure, they may want to look at it from a regulatory standpoint and contribute in some fashion to determining whether that has offers risk to the system and maybe come up with some rules for the game, but a lot of these instruments are serve a need, and there is some value. Can they be abused? Yeah, everything can be abused. But I don't like the idea of them designing these products. The bottom line is this. They have demonstrated no track record of being able to spot systemic things or individual problems or scams or any of these things that they claim to come in and on a white horse and fix. For example, this Consumer Protection Agency. What in their background suggests that they're capable of doing something like this? You know it's going to be this big, heavy system that's going to protect itself, and it's going to get larger and larger. It's going to enforce all kinds of different little picayune rules. Right now our organization is going through one of its regular regulatory audits, and you spend your days talking about this minutia that serves nobody. It doesn't help the general public. And this is what our government is good at. It's good at adding weight to a system. And I think it's going to be a problem because it's going to restrict capital flows. It's generally going to weigh down the system. And I have a big problem with that. I mean, some of the big issues were the fact that they allowed so much leverage. Well, cut the leverage back. That alone, you could fix a big chunk of the problem. But trying to get into the derivatives market, first, they're going to get outsmarted because they're not very smart. And second, they're probably going to hinder some transactions that are viable and important, because derivatives have a place in our financial ways. So I struggle with the fact that it takes them this much, just like the hospital, the medical bill, that it takes them this much to fix some simple problems.
Well, you know, the thing that I find to be interesting about all of this, and I have to say that on the surface there are some aspects of this plan that I am truly supporting, okay, on the surface. And I'm not the expert, perhaps, that you are or that Roger is. Although maybe I know anyone quite apart from that. You know, part of the reason that this problem started was that I think a very good act was repealed, and that's called Glass-Steagall. When Glass-Steagall was, when Glass-Steagall was overruled, withdrawn, etc., basically taken out of existence, I think that was that took the country in a huge direction, in my mind, for the banking industry to really get in trouble. Would you agree?
I'm mixed on that subject. I'm not one of those people who thinks that we need to step in and watch these people closely. First of all, I don't think it's the job of our government to come in there and do that. It's the job of humans making decisions. And I know it sounds like I have this laissez-faire view of everything. I really don't. There should be some intelligent regulation. But at the same time, we're looking to put blame on people that aren't, now they want someone else to pay for it. Well, you know, prudence still has a place in your daily activities, and you should look at things for what they are and say, hey, wait a minute, this is going a little bit off the beam here. I'm going to pull back. I'm not going to take on this much debt. I'm not going to go into a market like that. It's been running too hard and too fast. We do it every day as stockbrokers. You know, we look at things that keep running, and we have to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm pulling in now. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess that plays a role in it, but I'm just not buying the argument that it's the financial institution, it's their proprietary activities, it's the fact that they're in different types of markets. I just don't see that as the primary problem.
Well, I think the primary problem is the paradigm paradigm for capitalism in the United States, I call it the paradigm for business in the United States, I think has really, really changed dramatically. And I think it's changed to a large extent in definitely the wrong direction. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the problem that we're talking about, the problem that resulted in this financial overhaul, as the headlines call it, basically resulted from what I would call predatory capitalism. Okay, predatory capitalism is being defined by, for example, some of the CEOs who cooked the books. For example, okay, this guy, this healthcare individual who is right now, they're appealing his 82-month sentence. That's a good example of predatory capitalism. He's paying for it now, okay. But you know, other examples I think would be the mortgage industry to a very large extent. I mean, you offer homes to people that are clearly not within their means to support their homes, and they're going to take it. You offer automobile financing to people who clearly can't afford the Corvettes and the BMWs, and they're going to take advantage of it. Okay, whose fault is it? Is it the people's fault? Well, yes, it is to an extent. Is it the lending institution's fault? I think that they play a role too, Dan. I really do. You got the final word, and you got a minute, my friend.
Yeah, well, I have to agree with you on there, too. Obviously, as a professional, you have to have some standards, and I think these industries will develop standards and should develop standards. You can't be a predator to people, certainly, and if you see instances of that, there can be common sense regulation like that. But to blanket just say you can't do this and you can't do that entirely, I think is a big mistake, and I think we're going to have problems, and I think you're going to see that this is going to have a life of its own.
I think it's going to have a life of its own. I think on the one hand, I think you're going to see, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out yesterday, Friday, I think you're going to see an awful lot of lobbying. I think you're going to see a lot of compromising, because what this law, don't mistake the law for something that's going to go into effect immediately. Yes, the law is going to go into effect when the president signs it into law. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to take a while to get all these organizations set up. And I would maintain that in the interim, what people are viewing today perhaps is not what they're going to get, when the dust really settles. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy at all. But they're going to find also that they aren't getting a lot of things they'd hoped for. It enshrines the whole too big to fail, and it even gives the FDIC all kinds of ability to raise funds and participate in deciding which banks fail and which ones stay. And that's a major problem on the government level that they don't even address, really.
Be interesting to see how this shakes out. Big Al's going to be right back. Stick around.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis, Genesis.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Going in a political direction right now, you know, I've been doing that more and more of late. We interviewed, did a live interview, actually, last week from Las Vegas with the woman who is running against Harry Reid, very, very interesting gal, Sharon Engel. We also did a number of interviews with a gentleman who was running for Congress in California out of the Silicon Valley area, Edward Gonzalez, very, very interesting guy. We're flipping back now to the East Coast, and I'm talking with a gentleman who Peter Grandich introduced me to. Peter is also involved in this conversation, Michael Faulkner. Michael, first of all, why politics, man?
Well, you know, I actually don't see it as politics. I mean, I tell people all the time, I'm not a politician, I'm a pastor, but I'm a citizen, and I'm a patriot. I love America, and I believe that it is time for people who love America to stand up and say, we love America, and we are tired of allowing politicians and so-called elite leaders to sell us a bill of goods that is un-American and not the direction that we feel that this country was founded to go in.
What are some of the bill of goods you're talking about? Let's talk about the goods. What are they?
Well, you know, there's actually the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the truth is that, you know, our government is growing at such astronomical rates that we cannot afford to sustain it. And the growth in government is not just growing government, it's actually growing the size of government and the reach of government. And you see, as government grows in size and reach, it takes away liberties from common Americans. And this country was founded on liberty, and we founded this country on the principles of keeping government contained in such a way as to not infringe upon the liberties and the abilities of people to pursue wealth, to pursue the pursuit of wealth and happiness and the prosperity for their family and for their community. So it's been a very you know, difficult for me just to stand idly by. And so I really felt like people in my community in New York's 15th congressional district, you know, I'm actually running against Charlie Rangel. I felt like the people in this district did not have the kind of representation that represented their view, but that they had a career politician who was in office and who was serving their own self-interest rather than doing the interests of the, you know, operating in the interests of the people.
Well, I think a lot of us, I think, would say that there are just, you know, a whole bunch of us agree exactly with what you're saying. Now, you know, you are running, what, for the 15th District, Northern Manhattan, for Congress, Mike. Any kind of, I mean, what exactly is your political background, if anything? And I have to say, if you don't have any political background, Mike, I guess I should call you Reverend Faulkner. If you don't have any background, to me, that's a very strong point.
Absolutely. Well, I've never run for political office, but I have served in a number of different positions, including with the Giuliani administration as an advisor to Mayor Giuliani. I was also a commissioner on the Charter Review Commission. I served as the chairman for the Board of Education's HIV/AIDS Advisory Task Force. I've actually been on the board of directors for the Department of Youth and Community Service. I've served as vice president for a number of universities and served as the officer for dealing with government community relations. I was the director of U.S. programs in New York City for World Vision.
Okay, for World Vision.
So my resume is extensive in terms of dealing with the community and dealing with service, but not serving in the office or in the elected office, but actually serving those who were elected. And that's what's driven me to this point. I have been, seen it as my honor to help and support those who were in elected office to help them be more effective and to help them to carry out their mandates to serve the people. You see, the whole idea of public service is no longer a common idea anymore. It's about a power grab. And that's what I meant when I said the federal government is growing larger and larger, because we're giving the government more and more control that we're not, and in my opinion, that are not outlined in the Constitution. And I think it is a dangerous direction for our nation right now.
So basically, I'd have to infer from what you're saying that you don't think President Obama is on track. Now, let me go on record as saying I support President Obama. However, I support him as a human being. I do not believe that he's on track whatsoever. I like his enthusiasm. I like his his ability to garner enthusiasm in other people. But I have to tell you, man, I think the issues are totally upside down.
Oh, absolutely. I could not agree with you more. That statement that you just made is exactly my sentiment and my feelings exactly around, and that's what I say when I stand anywhere. And keep in mind that this district supported, the voters who voted actually supported President Obama. 98% actually supported President Obama. But also, that same token, only 48% of the registered voters even bothered to vote in the last presidential election. That should tell you something about the disinterest and the disenfranchisement of the average American and the average voter in this district.
I don't know about your district, but I have to tell you, I'm convinced that come November, I'm getting more and more involved in politics, and I have to tell you, I think come November you're going to see an interesting turnout, primarily because, you know, I think people as a whole really, really are enthusiastic now about expressing their opinion through their votes, because there are a lot of folks out there in my mind who kind of don't like the direction that our country's going in.
Oh, absolutely. And we're hurting. I mean, it's not just like not liking the direction that we're going in, but we're seeing all kinds of things that are happening. And when we're finding out about it, we're going, well, why didn't someone tell us about this? Why didn't the media report about this? I was just down in Washington, D.C. yesterday and talking with some congressmen and senators about what's going on with this tax, not just the tax bill, but also the health care healthcare bill. And, mm-hmm. and as it stands right now, it's the law of the land. And what's that going to mean in January, and how is that going to affect small businesses, and how is it going to affect the common citizens? And it really is going to be a mess, as the law is written right now, because, you know, when they signed that bill into law, nobody had read it because the law hadn't been finished yet.
Right. Well, I have to tell you, I spent a fair amount of time, changed the word fair to a lot of time, discussing the healthcare situation on the air, both live and also pre-recorded. I had a number of people on the program discussing it. I was occasionally accused of being inhumane because I did not support the bill as it stood. I still don't support it as it stands, but I have to tell you, the reason I don't support it is because, you know what, if you're making $10,000 a year, you can't go out and buy a BMW. The United States is so upside down financially, it's ridiculous. And here we've got something coming along that I believe is going to do nothing but increase the deficit. It makes no sense to me, Mike.
Absolutely. And you know, you're so right. And there are so many examples of that. And that's why I'm running for Congress. As a member of Congress, of course, I represent the New York 15th Congressional District, but I will also represent Americans and be able to bring common sense government back to Washington, D.C., and that's what we don't have right now. We have right now, our government is headed for a federal takeover. I mean, if you look at just, the passing of George Steinbrenner was a terrible thing, but, George was a great sportsman, unbelievable businessman and entrepreneur. But if the tax laws, which are due to go into effect on January, if those tax laws were in effect today, his family would have to sell the Yankees just to pay the estate tax. They would be taxed at 55% of the value of his estate. That is unconscionable.
You know what?
And I've talked to several tax attorneys about that, and it's just unconscionable that we would think about doing something like that.
Reverend Faulkner, I agree with you 100% on that. Here's what we're going to do. We got about 20 seconds here so I got to speak really rapidly. Got a link on our website to Reverend Faulkner's website. If you want more information on where he stands, what he's all about, why you should perhaps consider voting for him, click on that banner and you get all the information you want. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.